Yeah, there's a couple of good sex stories this week.
Uh-oh.
All right, so the first one is there's a new study where they were asking people, how long does it take you to tell your significant other, like a new relationship, that you have some kind of kink? And kinks are defined as, I mean, literally anything, just anything unusual you like in the bedroom or, you know, getting tied up or a foot fetish or literally anything that falls under the category of kink.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to tell your significant other, or do you never tell them?
I think you tell them when you're on the phone with them the first time.
Right up front, you say, hey, listen, really into you. It's awesome, but I like to be tied up and have lollipops thrown at me.
Right, and tickled with feathers. That's what I like. If you don't like that, then move on.
Then move on now.
Yeah, I think that should be in your dating profile. So they can just, you know, if you don't like feathers and monkeys, pass me by. You know, at this point in my life, I just want the people that want feathers and monkeys. That's all
right.
I want. I don't want to play games. I don't. If you don't want feathers and monkeys, bye-bye.
Right. So Anthony, 32 years old, feathers and monkeys.
Sometimes elephants.
Aquarius.
Right. If you don't like it, move on. You know, swipe left to the other guy and see what he likes. But I'm done with games. So that's what I want.
That's very impressive because 40% of people say they hide their kinks because they're afraid the partner is going to leave them. So they wait about 3 months until they have them hooked. Then they go, hey, by the way, I'm kind of a furry. And if you showed up dressed like a unicorn, I'd be really into that.
Okay, so what do you want from a guy? Do you want a guy to tell you date one, or do you want to wait to 3 months to see if you're actually into him before he tells you things like that?
No, I want you to wait 3 months or 3 years. So don't tell me.
So you don't even want to know.
No, keep it to yourself. You know, I'm not a prude. I'm not a prude at all by any means. And I have lots of friends that have all kinds of fetishes that I've heard many, many things about. And I do not shame people. Whatever they're into, totally cool. But I am boring. I'm vanilla when it comes to sex. And I don't like anything wacky. I don't like anything unusual. I'm just not into, it's just not my thing. I just feel like it would frustrate me because I would not be able to satisfy my partner then.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you meet me, you know I'm not into that. So you should be the one to be like, later, dude.
Yeah, so that should be in his profile. If you don't want to do that, then move on to the next guy who doesn't want monkeys and feathers.
Right. No, you're right. I guess it should be right up front. Yeah, it should be right up front. But I guess, you know, like my boyfriend after all these years said to me, hey, I'm into something I haven't discussed with you. I guess it depends what it is.
All right, what if he wants feathers and monkeys, and that's the only way he's going to be happy with you? Will you do feathers and monkeys?
Yeah, I'll do feathers. At this point, I'll do feathers and monkeys. I don't care. Yeah, I guess at this point, I will.
Anything.
Yeah, because what have I got to lose at this point? There's nothing. There's literally nothing my boyfriend can say to me now that would freak me out that I would not do for him. So maybe that's the answer. Maybe, like, don't tell me right up front. Wait 10 years.
Well, if not, he's going to get feathers and monkeys from down the street.
Right. No, I'll do feathers and monkeys. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Bring them in. Two at a time. You're fine with that.
Balloons. I'll dress like a bunny. Whatever you want. If you have a Santa Claus fetish, I have a Santa Claus costume here. I'll throw that on for you.
I want to dress like Santa Claus. You have to dress like Rudolph.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Let's bring it on. I'm your ho, ho, ho.